Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. 14th Street and Avenue A was not the place to be yesterday evening. Let's find out what happened, live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, pretty gruesome scene here still, actually. The NYPD is still here after what we're waiting for. A lot of information still this morning here. The identity of the suspect that's involved here, you know, a 30-year-old man has been taken into custody. We don't know his name again, what charges are going to be filed, or what led to this brutal knife fight on the sidewalk here outside of Trader Joe's just before 6 last night. As Susan, dozens watched in horror. In the end, a 38-year-old man ended up stabbed in the neck and killed. A 51-year-old woman rushed over to Bellevue, critical, and a 32-year-old man, we're told, is stable also at Bellevue this morning with a stab wound to the back. This resident lives in nearby Stuytown, speaking with News Nation.
There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm sure that there are drugs being passed, but there are also tons of vendors. This has become like a bizarre.
Other residents weighing in too, saying they're very concerned about the illegal vending that's been going on here and the drug sales. In fact, Susan, Mayor Adams toured this very block back in February, called it disgusting at the time, saying something needed to change. And now this. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here Avenue A at 14th Street.
More violence at a city bodega, and this was deadly. A man was fatally stabbed after being chased by two guys into the Sammy Gourmet Deli on Jamaica Avenue and 169th Street in Queens. Catherine works there and spoke to News Nation's Pix 11.
One guy just ran across the street, and then the other guy met up with another guy with a blue backpack, and he handed him the blue backpack, and then they both went across the street.
Police are still piecing the whole thing together, including identifying the victim. Meantime, the head of the United Bodega Workers of America says they are still waiting on the millions of dollars promised by Governor Hochul to help owners beef up security in their stores.
Fernando Mateo says bodegas are in a state of emergency. He says the murder inside Sammy Gourmet Deli on Jamaica Avenue is just the latest example of the trouble they're having. He says bodegas are more than just a place to buy bread, milk, and beer.
Bodegas are safe haven locations because they're open all the time. If someone's in danger, they run in seeking shelter.
But Mateo, the spokesman for the United Bodegas of America, says they're not equipped to handle the violence, so he's reaching out to Senator Chuck Schumer for federal money.
We need to equip these bodegas with proper technology, panic buttons, bulletproof doors, cameras, lighting.
Mateo says Governor Hochul promised $5 million to help the bodegas, but the money has yet to come. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
No credible threats here, but the NYPD is stepping up security just in case. This after a gunman targeted two Orthodox Christian churches, a synagogue, and a police precinct in the southern Russian Republic of Dagestan.
Authorities say at least 9 people were killed, 7 of them police officers, as well as an Orthodox priest, and another dozen police officers also injured. Now, police say they have now killed at least 6 attackers and that their main operation is now over. Dagestan has long suffered from an extreme Islamist insurgency, but this is one of the biggest attacks in years, and it will be raising questions whether Russia's security forces are overstretched by the war in Ukraine.
That's correspondent Patrick Revelle. Russia's National Anti-Terrorist Committee described the attacks in the predominantly Muslim region with a history of armed militancy. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday there declared official days of mourning. The New York Taxi Workers Alliance heading to City Hall today to urge the city council to protect 4 hired drivers from being locked out of their app. Executive Director Bhairavi Desai tells 1010 Winds it suddenly happens mid-shift.
Could be after a fare or after even a bathroom break, you find out that they've locked you out of the app. And so you have to drive around aimlessly, sometimes for up to hours until they let you back online to get another job. It's costing drivers hundreds of dollars per week at this point.
She says the companies are doing this as a way to game the system and get around a new TLC rule that was actually intended to protect driver income. The search is on for a dog stolen in the Morrisania section of the Bronx. A pit bull named Precious was tied to a fence outside a bodega. That was at 3427 3rd Avenue Friday morning at around 6 when the dog was stolen by some guy. Anyone with information asked to please call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Cops, by the way, are out with photographs, and we'll have those up at 1010winds.com. In Brooklyn and Queens, folks braving the heat Sunday for a cause.
No cuts.
Library.
No cuts.
City Council members and library supporters used cardboard fans to try to cool off. The heat was stifling outside the Walt Whitman Library branch in Fort Greene. The library is closed Sundays, and they were there to rally for the city to restore $58.3 million in budget cuts so that all the library branches can open 7 days a week. Councilmember Mercedes Narcisse said the library is vital for immigrants.
They need a place to learn. They need a place where the mothers and the fathers can come. They need a place to understand that it's safe. And not only that, we provide technology. If you have a small business, when I had my small business, I used to go to the library again to try to find my way.
She said when she immigrated from Haiti, she learned to speak English in her local library. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
A Bronx woman under arrest in the death of her ex. That happened Sunday morning at the Sotomayor houses on Watson Avenue, where 63-year-old Reynaldo Luna was found unresponsive with several stab wounds. The knife was recovered on scene. Police say it happened during a domestic dispute with 52-year-old Maria de Gracia, now charged with murder. The death of a Brooklyn man 23 years after he was left paralyzed in a shooting in Brownsville has been declared a homicide. That's after the medical examiner determined that if 38-year-old Randolph Pierce had not been shot at the age of 15, he would not have gotten the bed sores that developed into skin and bone cancer that ultimately took his life. The shooting happened at the Tilden houses in 2000 in what officials say was a case of mistaken identity. His family tells the Daily News they hope the homicide ruling will get the police to get back on the case.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.